Jy luister nou na Pretoria se lekkerste radiostasie, Lekker FM.
Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3, ek gesels met kaptein Dave Miller. Captain, how are you?
I'm doing awesome and yourself, thanks, Petra.
I'm fine, thank you. We're talking about children and gender-based violence. It doesn't go away.
No, unfortunately not. So we are in the 16 days of activism of violence against women and children.
Yeah.
It's always this time of the year. And as we've also discussed previously, I mean, we sort of should not just have 16 days of activism. There should be 365 days
true.
Of activism, you know, and which is also there's a big push with gender-based violence in our society at the moment. So we're creating more and more awareness of it. But the reality is that there will always be bullies out there.
Yes.
And there will always be people that will take advantage of somebody who is weaker than them.
Yeah.
But we need to, as a community, try and stand together and support one another and assist where we can, especially when we know that there's gender-based violence that is occurring.
Yeah.
And remember, we're talking about gender-based violence. So it's not necessarily always about a man assaulting a woman. It can be a woman that is assaulting a man in a domestic situation as well. The abuse works both ways. It is more prevalent in terms of male against female, but it does also happen in terms of female against male as well.
Yeah, true. Yeah. And another thing, I mean, I was a victim of gender-based violence long ago.
Yes.
But then you embarrassed.
Yes.
You don't want to go to the police. You don't want to say anything because it's embarrassing. I mean, it's your husband. And you don't want to hurt the children. But it gets worse. You have to do something.
Well, exactly. And I mean, you're talking from experience. You understand how it works. And that is what the reality is. Your initial sort of like feeling is that, you know, if I go and I report this matter and my partner is now arrested, I'm losing some of my income.
Yes.
Because in today's society, we don't have one income families anymore.
Yeah.
You know? Both parents have to work in order to support the family structure.
True.
But and that's what happens is people start going, no, but I can't report this because I'm going to lose financially, my children are going to suffer and that. But by not reporting, they're suffering anyway.
Yeah, they do.
Because the children, whether they physically see what is happening or they know about what is happening, it still affects them the same way. I mean, Mom went to bed last night, she was fine. She woke up this morning, her eyes blue. Mom, what happened? No, knocked my head against the door.
Yes.
Yeah? 2 weeks later, mom's got a cut lip and a bruised lip or a bruise on the arm or something like that. A child is not stupid.
Yeah, they know.
You know? You can hear the arguing and the screaming and the shouting and things like that. And psychologically, it definitely affects children a lot more than what some of us like to admit in terms of things like that.
Thank you so much, Captain.
It's a pleasure, Petra.
Be safe.
Thank you. Awesome.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Lekker FM.